The following is a class on the Srimad Bhagavatam, first canto, chapter number 1, text number 10, given by His Grace Sriman Sankarshan Dasat Hikari, recorded on September 12th, 2011, in Aheloy, Bulgaria.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Prayena Alpa Ayusha Sabhya Kalau Asmin Yuge Jana Manda Sumanda Mataya Manda Bhagya Hi Upadrita Prayena Payusha Sabhya Kalavasmin Yuge Jana Mandasu Manda Matayo Manda Vyagya Hyupadrita Prayena Payusha Sabhya Kalavasmin Yuge Jana Mandhasu Manda Matayo Manda Vyagya Hyupadrita. Prayena, almost always. Alpa, meager. Ayusha, duration of life. Sabhya, member of a learned society. Kalau, in this age of Kali, quarrel. Asmin, herein. Yuge, age. Jana, the public. Manda, lazy. Samanda Mataya, misguided. Manda Bhagya, unlucky. He, and above all, Upadritam, disturbed. O learned one, in this iron age of Kali, men have but short lives. They are quarrelsome, lazy, misguided, unlucky, and above all, always disturbed. The devotees of the Lord are always anxious for the spiritual improvement of the general public. When the sages of Naimisharanya analyzed the state of affairs of the people in this age of Kali, they foresaw that men would have short lives. In Kali Yuga, the duration of life is shortened, not so much because of insufficient food, but because of irregular habits. By keeping regular habits and eating simple food, any man can maintain his health. Overeating, over sense gratification, over dependence on another's mercy, and artificial standards of living sap the very vitality of human energy. Therefore, the duration of life is shortened. The people of this age are also very lazy, not only materially, but in the matter of self-realization. The human life is especially meant for self-realization. That is to say, man should come to know what he is, what the world is, and what the supreme truth is. Human life is a means by which the living entity can end all the miseries of the hard struggle for life and material existence, and by which he can return to Godhead, his eternal home. But due to a bad system of education, men have no desire for self-realization. Even if they come to know about it, they unfortunately become victims of misguided teachers. In this age, men are victims not only of different political creeds and parties, but also of many different types of sense-gratificatory diversions, such as cinemas, sports, gambling, clubs, mundane libraries, bad associations, smoking, drinking, cheating, pilfering, bickerings, and so on. Their minds are always disturbed and full of anxieties due to so many different engagements in this age. Many unscrupulous men manufacture their own religious faiths, which are not based on any revealed scriptures, and very often people who are addicted to sense gratification are attracted by such institutions. Consequently, in the name of religion, so many sinful acts are being carried on that the people in general have neither peace of mind nor health of body. The student brahmachari communities are no longer being maintained, and householders do not observe the rules and regulations of the grihastha ashram. Consequently, the so-called vanaprasthas and sannyasis who come out of such grihastha ashrams are easily deviated from the rigid path. In the Kali Yuga, the whole atmosphere is surcharged with faithlessness. Men are no longer interested in spiritual values. Material sense gratification is now the standard of civilization. For the maintenance of such material civilizations, man has formed complex nations and communities, and there is a constant strain of hot and cold wars between these different groups. It has become very difficult, therefore, to raise the spiritual standard due to the present distorted values of human society. The sages of Naimisharanya are anxious to disentangle all fallen souls, and here they are seeking the remedy from Srila Suta Goswami.
Vandeham Sri Guru Sri Jatapadakumalam Sri Guru Vaishnavamscha Sri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunatam Vitam Tam Sajivam Sadaitam Savadutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Sri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Ladita Sri Vishagan Vitamscha.
So, let's face it. This world is a royal mess. Everywhere is chaos going. It's horrible. It's a nightmare. It's no place for a gentleman. They're murdering the cows, they're murdering the babies. I mean, it's pathetic just to see the people, how they're living, their consciousness. It's pathetic. It's a very sad thing to see how much the society is distorted. The sages of Naimisharanya were able to see this 5,000 years ago. They knew what was coming. Therefore, they were very, very eager to take guidance from Suta Goswami how to alleviate this situation.
Знание от Сута Госвами, как да променят това състояние.
So this Srimad Bhagavatam is the remedy, actually. Just like for every type of snake bite, there is an antidote to counteract that snake bite.
Както, например, за всеки вид ухапана от змия, има някаква противоотрова.
For every poison, there's an antidote you can take to counteract the poison.
За всяка отрова има противоотрова, която човек може да вземе и да се освободи.
So, Kali Yuga is the poison.
Kali Yuga е отровата.
And Bhagavatam is the medicine to counteract that poison.
А Бхагаватам е лекарството, с което човек може да противостои на тази отрова.
So, if you want to become relieved from the distresses of Kali Yuga,
ако искате вие да се освободите от притесненията на Kali Yuga,
then you must imbibe this culture of Bhagavatam into your life.
Тогава вие трябва да приложите културата на Шримад Бхагаватам във вашия живот.
You have to live a Bhagavat life.
Трябва да се научите да живеете Бхагавата живот.
You have to become a saintly devotee of the Lord.
Трябва да станете свят преданник на Бога.
If you try to live as one of the non-devotees, you will remain poisoned.
Ако се опитате да живеете като някой от непреданиците, вие ще...
You must live as a devotee.
Трябва да се научите да живеете като
преданник. Not blindly.
Не сляпо.
But you must understand why you must be a devotee.
Но трябва да разберете защо вие трябва да живеете като преданник.
One does not take the life of a devotee. He must become animalistic.
Някой, който не води начин на живот като преданник на данните, той ще се превърне в живот.
The society is an animal society.
В днешно време обществото е едно животинско общество.
This is confirmed in Bhagavatam.
Това се потвърждава в Шримад Бхагаватам.
Шва ведра уштра карай санстатак пуришак пашу наджата карма пато пейто джата намагадагра джаха. Men who are like dogs, hogs, camels and asses.
Тези хора, които са като кучета, камили, магарета и...
Praise those men who do not listen to the transcendental glories of Lord Shri Krishna, the deliverer from all evils.
Те се вземат да възхваляват личностите, които не слушат за славата на Бог Кришна, който може да освободи хората от всичко зло.
The leaders of the society, they are not interested in glorifying Krishna.
Лидерите на обществото, те не се интересуват да възхваляват Кришна.
They would rather be glorified themselves.
Те по-скоро биха направили така, че те да бъдат възхвалявани.
Thus leaders are in the category of dogs, hogs, camels and asses.
Такива лидери, те са в тези категории. Те приличат на камили, магарета, кучета и свине.
What is the quality of a dog?
Какво е качеството на едно куче?
He is compared to the modern day university student graduates.
Днешните студенти в университетите, те сравняват с тези кучета.
They work very, he cannot live without a master.
Защото те не може да живеят без господар.
He works very hard like a dog to get his university degree.
Работят много здраво като едно куче, за да си вземат диплома.
And then he takes his degree and he goes begging from one employer to another, will you accept me as your dog?
И като си вземат дипломата, стара диплома почват да ходят от един работодател до друг и се молят, че ме приемаш ли като твоя куче.
And they say, no, we don't have any openings here at our company.
И те казват, не, ние няма свободни места тук в нашата компания.
And Prabhupada said his tail is like this.
И Шрила Прабхупада
казва, you know, the dog's tail, when he puts his tail down, he's feeling all ashamed and embarrassed. Puts his tail down.
Те сякаш изскакат кучето с опашката надолу и те правят също нещо.
So the dog, he's going with his tail down, with his university degree, from employer to employer. Please accept me as your dog.
И тези хора, те с дипломата си и с наведена опашка, отиват от работодател до работодател и казват, може да преминем като това.
So that is the one of the qualities of Kali Yuga. They have to live like dogs, the human society.
Това е едно от качествата на Kali Yuga, хората трябва да живеят като кучета.
Then what is the next one? Shva Vidvara, you see. That's, what is it? Shva Vidvara, in Russian language, Sabaka?
Shrinya.
Huh? Svinya, yeah. Yeah. So the sabaka, he has his tail down. And then the next category, the svinya, the pig.
Svinya.
Now what is his quality? He has no discrimination in eating. He has no discrimination in mating also. He can have sex with his mother, his sister, his daughter. He has no, makes no distinction. So the modern day men, they are like that too. They'll have sex with their sister, their daughter, their mother. They don't care. Even they have sex with a dog sometimes. They become so degraded. So then the next category, svabaka, svinya, and the asya, the verblut, the camel.
Camila.
Yes, he chews the thorny twigs.
Камилата, тя дърче тръни.
He goes to that thorny tree and he's taking those twigs and he's chewing those thorny twigs.
Отива до будилите и започва да ги дърче.
And what is your name? What is it?
Shamahari.
Shamahari, do you know what happens when the camel chews the thorny twigs?
Знаеш ли какво става, когато камилата почне да дърче тръните?
You know what happens? It cuts his tongue. And he's chewing those thorns. His tongue is bleeding. And he's drinking his own blood. And he's thinking, this tastes so good. The foolish camel is drinking his own blood and he's thinking it's very tasty.
Глупавата камила пие собствената си кръв и си мисли, о, колко е вкусно.
So the modern day man, he is like camel.
И днешно време хората са като ни камили.
He's like, you know why he's like camel?
Знаеш ли защо?
Because the they are discharging so much semana, passing semana. It takes 40 drops of semina to make one drop of, and 40 drops of blood to make one drop of semina. So, in this way, they're spilling their own blood, you see. By this illicit sex life, they're spilling their own blood. They're thinking, oh, it is so nice. So they are like camels. And the final category, Ashiol. The ass, you see. I saw there was one ass up here. I saw one as we come in another property, the one ass standing around. So they, in India especially, we've seen they load these little donkeys, the little asses, with a huge quantity of bricks. The poor little donkey, he can hardly hold the weight. He's just staggering under this huge weight of bricks. They're making him run. He has to run to the construction site with all these bricks. He's working so hard, he's foaming from the mouth. And then they also have in India the washerman. He's called Dhobi. Washerman, the Dhobi.
Dobin.
Dhobi, yes. In Hindi they call Dhobi.
Dobin.
So the Dhobi, he goes into the village. He takes all the laundry, he goes down to the river. And he washes the laundry in the river. And that little donkey, he has to carry all the laundry back and forth between the village and the river, Again and again and again.
Магаренцето трябва да носи цялото това пране от селото до реката и обратно отново и отново.
Now the little donkey is afraid. If I don't carry this huge burden on my back, then I will starve to death. My master will not feed me.
И това магарето си мисли, о, ако аз не носа всеки ден този огромен товар, аз ще умра от глад.
So, do you know what the master feeds the little donkey?
А знаете ли какво господаря храни това магаре?
He gives him grass to eat.
Той му дава малко трева да е.
So just see how stupid he is.
Просто вижте колко е глупо.
He's carrying this huge burden day in and day out, working like an ass to carry this huge burden just to get a little grass.
Like an ass.
То работи толкова здраво ден и нощ да носи този огромен товар.
He doesn't see the grass is growing on both sides of the roadway.
Просто заради страх, че трева, а не вижда, че има трева.
I don't need to work for this master. I can get the grass, it's growing freely everywhere. But he thinks, oh, if I don't work hard for this master, I won't get any grass to eat. So in this way, God has provided for everyone's livelihood on this planet. Everyone's livelihood is provided for by God.
По този начин Бога той е доставил всичко необходимо за живота на хората на тази планета.
But they think if I don't get a job, then I can't survive. You see?
Хората си мислят, ако аз не ходя.
I have to work for some master.
Не мога да оцеля, трябва да си имам господар.
Otherwise I cannot survive.
Иначе няма да оцелям.
So in this way, the modern day society, they're like svabaka, svinja, asiol and verblud.
По този начин днешното общество хората те са като
dogs, hogs, camels and asses.
Кучета, свине, магарите и камели.
And where is the Krishna consciousness?
А къде е Кришна съзнание?
Where is the Brahmacharya ashram?
Къде е Brahmacharya ashram?
In the Brahman, in the Vedic system, at the age of 5 years, the boy he would go to live in the ashram of Guru.
Ведическата система на възраст от 5 годинки момчета трябва да ходят да живеят в училището.
It's like this boy Shama Hari here.
Както това момче тук.
What is his age?
На колко години?
10.
10. He would be already 5 years living in the Guru's ashram, you see, in Vedic system.
В културата би трябвало вече 5 години да живее в ашрам Гуру.
He would become very learned in Vedas, even at the age of 5.
И вече щеше да познаваш много добре Ведите.
Expert in Sanskrit grammar. You'd be highly educated by the age of 10. You'd be highly educated Vedic scholar.
Вече на 10 годинки щеш да бъдеш много добре образован, да знаеш много неща.
You would learn how to address every woman as Mataji or mother.
Щеше да си се научил как трябва да се обръщаш към всяка жена с Mataji.
You would know how to become a menial servant of the spiritual master.
Щеш да се научиш как да служиш смирено на духовния учител.
Because there's no Brahmachari ashram in the spirit. There's hardly any Brahmachari ashram in this Kali Yuga.
Обаче много е трудно да се намери някакъв Брахмачари ашрам в Кали Юга.
The young boys are completely spoiled by material sense gratification.
Младите момчета те са напълно разбити от сетивно осъждение.
And since there's no proper Brahmachari ashram,
няма правилен Брахмачари ашрам,
the grihasthas don't know how to follow regulated principles.
Грихастите пък не знаят как да следват регулиращите.
Even in our ISKCON, so many grihasthas are having illicit sex.
Дори в нашия ISKCON толкова много грихасти имат непозволени сексуални отношения.
So it is a great difficulty, a great problem for our society. Our grihasthas can't even follow the regulated principle.
Това е голям проблем за нашето общество, че грихастите те не следват.
It means the Kali Yuga is going on even within our ISKCON.
Това означава, че Кали Юга тя се внедрява дори в ISKCON.
So, it is a great challenge how to drive out the influence of Kali.
И това е голямо предизвикателство как да се освободим
от
влиянието на Кали Юга. Голямо предизвикателство.
One of the symptoms of Kali Yuga is that people are very lazy, they like to sleep late.
Едно от качествата на Кали Юга е, че хората са мързеливи и обичат да спят до късно.
We are meant to rise by 4 o'clock in the morning for Brahma, observe the Mangal Arati and Brahma Muhurta.
Ние трябва да станем 4 часа най-късно, за да може да посетим Мангал Арати и да фанем Брахма Мухурта.
We see even our devotees are sleeping late. This is the Kali Yuga influence, you see. If you want to drive Kali out of your heart, then rise early in the morning and take bath. Observe Mangal Arati at home or at the temple. Worship the spiritual master with Gurvastakam prayers, you see. And that drives out the influence of Kali. But we're so addicted to our eating and sleeping, we don't want to make the effort to get up. That makes us susceptible to the influence of Kali. And do you know what is the prime characteristic of one who is under the influence of Kali? Fighting.
Boy.
Quarreling.
Sporve.
Those who quarrel and fight, they are under the influence of the age of Kali.
Тези, които спорят помежду си и се бият, това означава, че те са повлияни от Кали.
So we have to get free of this quarreling and fighting.
Трябва да станем свободни от този менталитет на спорове и кръги.
By the culture of Bhagavatam.
Чрез следване на културата на Бхагаватам.
This Bhagavatam, this Srimad Bhagavatam is as brilliant as the sun. It has arisen just after the departure of Lord Sri Krishna to his own abode, accompanied by religion, knowledge, etc. Those persons who have lost their vision due to the dense darkness of this age of Kali.
Тези личности, които са загубили своето зрение заради гъстия мрак на епохата на Кали.
Shall get light from this Bhagavad Purana.
Трябва да вземат светлина от тази Бхагавата Пурана.
This is even more brilliant than the sun.
Това произведение е дори по-брилянтно, отколкото самото слънце.
So if you can take this Bhagavatam,
така че ако може вие да вземете този
Bhagavatam into your heart, if you can live the Bhagavatam,
ако може да живеете Бхагаватам,
then you can overcome the influence of the Kali Yuga.
Тогава може да превъзмогнете влиянието на Кали Юга.
You can become powerful devotee of the Lord.
Може да станете много могъщ преданник на Бога.
One who can live in perfect peace and happiness throughout your entire life.
И може да живеете в съвършен мир и щастие през целия си живот.
And go back to home, back to Godhead.
И да се върнете вкъщи обратно при Бога.
And you can become a great leader of the world also.
It's
like this boy, Shyamahari, 10-year-old boy, you see. If he can take this culture very seriously and understand it with full comprehension, he can become a great leader of the world in the future. So we have to train these children. First of all, by our own example. We have to be ideal examples of Krishna consciousness. So these children can have a proper role model to follow. If the parent says, don't smoke cigarettes while they're smoking cigarettes, it's hypocrisy. So whatever we teach our children, we must be doing it ourselves. As I showed last night, the example of the cartels. You can't push the cartels with a cartel string. You cannot push, you won't go anywhere.
Въжето на картелите. Те няма да се мръднат въобще.
But you can pull them with the cartel string.
Но може да ги дръпнеш с въжето.
So we can we have to lead by our example, not by force.
Така че ние
we have to lead by our example, not by force.
Затова ние трябва да водим хората чрез нашия личен пример, а не чрез сила.
Just like I have many disciples all over the world.
Както, например, аз имам много ученици в целия свят.
I can't force them to be Krishna conscious.
Аз не мога да ги накарам на сила да бъдат Кришна осъзнати.
I can inspire them to be Krishna conscious.
Но мога да ги ентусиазирам да бъдат Кришна осъзнати.
So in the same way, the parents have to cannot force their children to be Krishna conscious.
По същия начин родителите те не могат да заставят на сила децата си да бъдат Кришна.
They have to inspire them to be Krishna conscious.
Но могат да ги ентусиазират.
By themselves being completely absorbed in Krishna consciousness. So this is how we can drive out the influence of Kali. How we can become liberated from all these defects of Kali Yuga. To be lazy, quarrelsome, misguided, unlucky,
нещастни,
and all, above all, always agitated in the brain.
И най-важното от всички, винаги притеснени в умовете си.
Who wants to have an agitated mind?
Кой иска да има притеснено ум?
But everybody has an agitated mind in this age.
Но в крайна сметка всеки има такъв в тази
Who has a peaceful mind in this age? Practically nobody has a peaceful mind.
Кой има спокойно в тази епоха? На практика никой.
But if they will simply chant this Hare Krishna mantra, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, their minds will become very peaceful. And they'll be able to drive out the influence of this Kali Yuga. So I can ask now if there's any questions.
One thing I was just thinking, this is not a question, but I was thinking about that we talk about science, how this Bhagavatam is, I mean, Krishna consciousness is scientific, and the modern day science is nascent, because we can see this thing, this Bhagavatam is written 5,000 years ago, but it's not changing, and we can see practically what is written in the Bhagavatam, day-to-day life, how the people are so degraded and whatever is mentioned there. Whereas the modern science, we don't see any examples.
So Vishnu Priya Manaji is making a very good point that the we say that the Bhagavatam is scientific, and we see how it's scientific because these things that these sages of Naimisharanya were able to see 5,000 years ago, we can see them happening around us right here in Bulgaria and wherever we go all over the world. This is scientific because it's stated and you can verify it by your own experience, but the scientists say so many things that we can't verify with experience, you see. So this is much more scientific than what they call science nowadays.
Обяснява как всъщност Шримад Бхагаватам е много по-научен, отколкото днешната наука, защото при мъдреците от Наймишараня те са могли да видят и да предскажат неща, които са се случили и ние виждаме, че те наистина се случват. Така че това е наука. Докато днешната наука, тя казва толкова много неща, обаче човек не може да докаже дали наистина са така или не. Затова Шримад Бхагаватам е много по-научен.
Any question?
Други въпроси?
Yeah.
Аз имам два въпроса. Единият се споменава спорта от всичките неща, на които го разбираме. Въпросът ми е за шаха. Това е първи.
First.
Чай, Шиши, Вали Рамана, Шиши, Горни, Тай.
Yeah. Иде Чандра Брух, he has two questions. First question is about the sport mm-hmm. and especially about the chess.
Mm-hmm.
Is it okay to play chess?
Yes, According to what Prabhupada is teaching us, these things are a waste of time. Chess, sports. Now, if somebody is a professional sports player, professional chess player, they're earning a living by doing that. That's all right.
Сега, ако някой той е професионален спортист или играч на шах и той си изкарва парите по този начин, това е окей.
Just like there's one, I know one devotee, he's a professional tennis player. So, he didn't stop playing tennis because he became a devotee, because it's his livelihood. But the time you could spend playing chess, you could be studying, you could be learning verses from the Bhagavatam.
Примерно времето, което ти би използвал да играеш шах, ти можеш да учиш стихове от Бхагаватам.
It's natural that you get, after you play chess for a while, you become a little expert at it, you become attached to chess playing.
Напълно естествено, че ако играеш шах известно време, ти ставаш
добър. And you don't want to give it up because you're attached to it.
И ти се привързваш към тази игра и после не искаш да го изоставиш.
So I suggest you just go to a higher level of chess, then, you know.
И затова аз съветвам просто отиди на по-висше ниво на шах.
Instead of feeling frustrated of having to give up chess, no, just go to a higher level of chess. Go to a higher level of chess game.
Вместо да се чувстваш притеснено това, че трябва да изоставиш шаха, не просто отиди на по-висше ниво игра на шах.
You can still play chess, but you just play on a higher level.
Също пак можеш да играеш шах, обаче го прави на по-високо ниво.
What is that higher level?
Кое е това по-високо ниво?
The whole planet is a chessboard.
Цялата планета е един шах.
And we have to deal with this world in such a way that we can checkmate the influence of Kali.
И ние трябва да играем по такъв начин на тази дъска, че да може да дадем шах и мат на Кали.
So I would advise, if you're attached to playing chess, that you turn your whole life into a chess game.
Аз бих посъветвал, ти си привързан да играеш.
Why play chess, you know, 1 or 2 hours a week when you can play chess 24 hours a day?
Превърни целия си живот в една шахматна игра. Що трябва да играеш само 1-2 часа в седмицата, като може да превърнеш?
You have to think how to defeat the Kali Yuga. That's your opponent in the chess game.
И да се опиташ да победиш Kali Yuga. Това е твой опонент в тази игра на шах.
Your mission given to you by your spiritual master is to make the whole world Krishna conscious.
Мисията, която ти е дадена от твоя духовен учител, е да направиш целия свят Кришна осъзнат.
Prabhupada describes that in the first canto of the Bhagavatam.
Шрила Прабхупада описва това в първа песен на Бхагаватам.
That the mission of all those who are following in the footsteps of Narada Muni is to save the whole world.
Мисията на всички тези личности, които следват постъпките на Нарада Муни, е да спасат целия
свят. So now I'm giving you a big chessboard.
Сега ти давам доста голяма шахматна дъска.
Your mission is to make the whole world Krishna conscious.
Твоята мисия е да направиш целия свят Кришна осъзнат.
You have to think, how can I manipulate my consciousness, my activities, how can I conduct myself in such a way that I will have a uplifting impact on the global consciousness.
Как мога аз да променя себе си и своите дейности, така че да имам издигащо влияние върху съзнанието на целия свят.
So don't give up chess.
Така че не дей да изоставяш шаха.
Just go to a higher level chess game.
Просто почни да играеш в висшата лига.
The whole world is at stake.
Целия свят е.
If you win the chess game, the whole world will be saved.
Ако спечелиш тази игра, целия свят ще бъде спасен.
I remember there was some a popular comic book character named Superman. He has superhuman powers for fighting evil. So on the airplane one time there was a movie that we couldn't avoid seeing it. It was there on the airplane. It was a Superman movie. We were coming back from India and we saw a Superman movie on the screen. So in this movie, Superman, you know, there's one lady, Lois Lane, who she was always in love with Superman. But Superman, he had his mission. He wasn't interested in any love affair. He had his mission to save the world from evil, you see.
Superman, обаче, той си имаше своите мисии, той не се интересуваше от никакви любовни афери, той просто искаше да спаси света.
But finally, in the movie, he thought, well, she's a pretty girl, and I think I'll go ahead and have a love affair with Lois Lane, you know.
Обаче на края на филма той така се позамисли и си казва: тя е хубаво момиче, защо да няма една любовна афера?
And then some evil came.
И тогава някакво зло дойде.
And he went to defeat the evil.
И той отиде за да победи злото.
And he had lost his power as Superman.
И той беше изгубил силите си на Супермен.
Some ordinary men were beating him up and he was all bruised and beaten by these ordinary men.
Някакъв обикновен човек просто го преби и той нищо не можеше да направи.
So then he thought about it very deeply.
И той се замисли за това много дълбоко.
He decided better to stay brahmachari.
И той си замисли и си каза, по-добре да остана брахмачари.
And then he got all his power back as Superman.
И си възвърна силите на Супермен.
I thought that was a pretty good movie, really, you know.
No,
he thought he would change ashrams to become a grahastha, but he lost his power as Superman by doing them. They decided better stay brahmachari. So, in this way, if you see, if you can live a life of a brahmachari, always dedicated to preaching, your life will be an exciting chess game, your whole life. Of how I can live my life in such a way that I can make a revolution on this planet. So, don't stop playing chess, just go to the higher level chess game.
Не дей да спираш да играеш, просто отиди на по-висше ниво.
And then a little bored with the, the knights and the rooks and the queen and the king and the pawns, it won't even attract you anymore.
И тази малка игра с всички тези фигурки, това дори няма да представлява никакъв
интерес. It is simply gathered dust in your closet.
Просто се събира прах в шкафа.
While you play the ultimate chess game of making the whole world Krishna conscious.
Ти играеш най-висшата игра на шах, да направиш целия свят Кришна съзнан.
Is that all right?
Първият въпрос е за дали трябва да станем личности Бхагаватам, обаче виждам, че Бхагаватам личности проучват много, много знани и те знаят как да общуват помежду си. Това са много, много напреднали нива на общуване. Можем ли ние изобщо да постигнем?
You said we had to become a Bhagavata personalities, but we see that personalities described in Bhagavatam, they are very high class people. They have very high amazing qualities, and also they know how to associate in a very nice way between themselves. Do we have any chance to become such kind of personality?
Yes. By the mercy Mukam karati vachalam Pangum lamgate girim yat kripa tamahang vande shi guru dina taranam. By the mercy of the spiritual master, a dumb man can deliver eloquent speeches, and a lame man can cross over the mountain. It's like here we have one lame man. But by the mercy of Guru, he can climb Mount Everest. So by the mercy of Guru, you see, even one who is spiritually lame, he can become a great Bhagavat, Mahabhagavat.
Така че по милостта на Гуру, дори някой, който духовно е сака, той може да стане Бхагават.
I have just recently initiated one gentleman from Canada.
Наскоро аз дадох посвещение на един джентлмен от Канада.
I gave him the name Mahabhagavat.
И му дадох името Mahabhagavat.
To encourage him, now you become Mahabhagavat.
As the one who says, "Ирам, сега наистина стани Mahabhagavat."
So now you also, you become Mahabhagavat.
Сега и ти също стани Mahabhagavat.
That is my desire, that you become Mahabhagavat.
Това е моето желание, да станеш Mahabhagavat.
So by the mercy of Guru, it is possible.
По милостта на Гуру, това е възможно.
Simply you have to take that mercy.
Просто трябва да вземеш тази милост.
And then there's no limit to what you can achieve.
И тогава няма да има граница това, което можеш да постигнеш.
Надмани.
Прабхупад, когато пристига в поемата си, описва епохата на Кали. И също си задава въпроса, той се обръща се и се моли Кришна да го направи кукла в неговите ръце. Как така да се молим и как да постигнем да станем кукли в ръцете на духовния си учител?
Шри Прабхупада, when he is coming in America, he is seeing the influence of Kali. And he is praying to Krishna, please give me the opportunity to be puppet in your hands. So, what is the secret to become a puppet in the hands of the spiritual master?
Begging. It's like Prabhupada was begging Krishna. You make me puppet. So you have to pray within your heart, begging. My dear Guru Maharaj, please make me a puppet in your hands. Please, Guru Maharaj. Within your heart, if you're always begging like that, and you're not satisfied unless you are the puppet in the hands of the spiritual man, then it becomes a fact. Simply by your prayer, it will happen. You have to keep praying that way. At every minute, constantly praying that way. Simply must be an instrument in the hands of my spiritual master. Just like Arjuna was instrumental on the battlefield of Kurukshetra, I must become instrument in the hands of my spiritual master. Simply your desire, your intense desire. That's the only qualification. Rupa Goswami confirms this point. Krishna bhakti rasa bhavita mati kriyatam yadi kutope labhyate tattala yang apimoyam ekalam janmakotayar janmakoti sukritayar na labhyate. He says, pure devotional service in Krishna consciousness cannot be had even by executing pious activities in hundreds and millions of lifetimes.
Той казва, Кришна съзнание и правилното служене не могат да бъдат постигнати, дори ако извършваш благочестиви дейности стотици и милиони животи.
It can be attained only by paying one price.
Това нещо може да бъде постигнато само на една цена.
The intense greed to obtain it.
Много силна алчност човек да постигне това.
If it is available somewhere, one must purchase it without delay.
Ако това този продукт е достъпен някъде, човек веднага трябва да го купи без.
So that treasure of Krishna prema.
Така че това съкровище на Кришна према.
That is being distributed by the bona fide spiritual master.
То се дава от духовния учител.
So you must purchase it from your spiritual master. Krishna prema. By your intense greed. When you go to the store to buy something, you have to have some money in the hand, isn't it? If you have no money, they don't give you what you want. You have to bring money in the hand. So the spiritual master, he is the storehouse of love of God. You must come to him to purchase prema. So what kind of currency will you bring? You bring Bulgarian currency? Euros or dollars? What will you bring
to
purchase prema from Guru Maharaj? There's only one price, only one currency. Lalyam. And Sanskrit, you must be greedy. You must be greedy for prema. Prema lalyam. That intense greed for prema. If you come to your spiritual master with an intense greed for prema, you can purchase it from Guru Maharaj. That is a secret. Must be very, very greedy man. A Krishna prema.
Any other question?
We are indebted to the spiritual master, so how to pay this debt?
Yes, so the question is, you're indebted to the guru, so how do you pay back the debt? So, here's the... whatever ability you have to pay back the debt is all coming to you by the mercy of the spiritual master.
Каквато и способност да имаш, която да използваш, за да си платиш дълга, всъщност тя ти е дадена от духовния учител.
So that means you have to take, you become, to pay off the debt, you become even more indebted.
Това означава, че за да можеш да си платиш дълга, който имаш, ти ставаш още по-задължен.
You owe the bank $100, you said.
Ти си взел 100,000 долара в банката.
But you have no money, so they say, okay, we'll lend you $100.
Ти нямаш пари, банката каже, няма проблем, ще ти дадем 100,000 долара.
10% interest, you have to pay back $110, you see.
Обаче, 100 долара, обаче има лихва.
So you borrow the 110 to pay off the 100.
И тогава ти взимаш, за да можеш да платиш.
With interest. And now you owe them 110.
И ти дължиш 110 вече.
You know, I have no money to pay that off, so they say, okay, now we'll lend you 110 with interest, so it's $120.
И банката казва, няма проблем, ние също ще дадем друг заем, 110 долара, да можеш да си платиш предишно.
So in this way, you always borrow money to pay off the debt, but there's always interest. So your debt simply increases, and you become deeper and deeper in debt.
Така че ти по този начин взимаш отново пари, за да си платиш предишния дълг, обаче други...
$100 in debt.
Нараства.
$1,000 in debt. $1,000,000 in debt. $1,000,000,000 in debt.
$1,000,000,000.
You have to keep borrowing money to pay off the debt, but it always comes with interest, so that your debt increases. So your debt to the spiritual master is like then. You become, the more you try to pay him off, you become deeper and deeper in debt.
Положението с духовния учител е също, колко повече се опитваш да си изплатиш.
So in this way you have no escape.
Ти ставаш още по-задължен.
You have to serve the guru for all of eternity, always trying to pay off that debt.
Няма измъкване. Трябва да служиш на духовния учител до вечността. Good, said Mataji. Mataji said good.
Good?
Good.
Which Mataji? She said good.
She's saying because this is the first step to God, to be indebted to the spiritual master, to serve.
That is actually, yes, that is the secret of how to become dear to Krishna.
Да, това е тайната как да станем скъпи на Кришна.
Prabhupada always quoted one English saying.
Шри Прабхупад винаги цитираше една английска поговорка.
If you love me, you love my dog.
Ако обичаш мен, обичаш и кучето ми.
So the spiritual master he is dog of God.
Така че духовният учител той е като куче на Бога.
So if you want to love God, you must love the dog.
И ако искаш да обичаш Бога, трябва да обичаш и кучето.
When God sees, oh, she loves my dog.
Бога вижда, о, тя обича моето куче.
Then she says, oh yes, you come. You love my dog, you're very good. Very good girl, you love my dog, you come to me. You love my dogs, you're very good. So the more we learn how to love the spiritual master, that's how we become dear to Krishna.
Кога става дума за, може да се каже, че мъсля последване на писанията на
The question is when it can be said that we are following Guru, Shastra or Sadhu blindly?
When you don't know why you're doing it.
Ако нямаш знание, защо го правиш?
Ако това е въпрос на вяра просто по естествен начин бях привлечен от това, което прочетох и започнах да следвам.
He's saying, well, my case is like that because in the beginning I just read the books of Srila Prabhupada and I was attracted and I didn't have any knowledge in the beginning.
But what were you reading in the books? There's some knowledge in the books? So you had knowledge? Prabhupada's books, you understood? You were not blindly following. You're following Prabhupada's enlightened. You were transcendental knowledge.
That means that if we are practically following the books of Srila Prabhupada, we are not following blindly.
That's right, because Prabhupada, if Prabhupada is Om Gyanate Maranda Shaganandjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Miritam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha. I was in the darkness of ignorance with my eyes tightly closed shut. But my spiritual master has come to me, the torchlight of knowledge, and he is forcing my eyes open.
Така известна молитва, която казва, че моите учители бяха много здраво затворени. Обаче моят духовен учител дойде с факела на знанието ми.
If you read Prabhupada's books, there's no question of blind following.
Ако четеш книгите на Шрила Прабхупада, не може да става въпрос за сляпо следване.
Prabhupada is driving away your blindness with the shining torchlight of knowledge.
Шрила Прабхупада премахва твоята слепота с факела на знанието.
Аз задавам този въпрос, защото в лекцията, когато каза точно това, трябва да следваме или да сляпим.
He asked this question because you mentioned this in the beginning of the lecture, that we shouldn't follow blindly. That's why.
That's right. Yeah, that's why we have these classes. If you understand the philosophy, there's no question of blind following.
Ако разбереш философията, не може да стави въпрос за сляпо следване.
So we want you, that's why we want all the devotees. Prabhupada said every devotee must attend morning and evening classes.
Затова ние искам всички преналдани. Шрила Прабхупада казва, всички преналдани трябва да следват, да бъдат на сутрешни и вечерни класове.
He wanted every devotee to become Bhakti Shastri, Bhakti Vaibhava, Bhakti Vedanta, Bhakti Sarvamama. Every devotee should become certified and learned in these books.
Искаме всички преналдани да станат Бхакти Шастри, Бхакти Вайбава, Бхакти Веданта и Бхакти Сарвабхаума.
We don't want any blind followers in our movement. Because once you become enlightened with this knowledge, you can naturally control your senses. The embodied soul may be restricted from sense enjoyment, though the taste for sense objects remains. But ceasing such engagements by experiencing a higher taste, he is fixed in consciousness.
Живото същество може да се въздържи от сетивно наслаждение, но вкуса към сетивните обекти остава. Но когато той изпита повиш вкус, по естествен начин той изоставя сетивно.
Someone who hears and understands this knowledge, they get taste. Hearing is the beginning. You take this transcendental knowledge through your ears into your heart, you will get a higher taste.
Получете това трансцендентално знание през вашите уши, във вашето сърце и по този начин вие ще получите повиш вкус.
Anyone who has heard nicely this philosophy,
всеки, който внимателно е слушал тази философия,
can easily follow the regulated principles.
Много лесно може да следва регулиращите принципи.
It's only a matter of taking it in through the ear into the in through the ear into the heart, this knowledge.
Това е просто въпрос човек внимателно да приеме тази вибрация през ушите си в своето сърце. Това знание.
Okay, well, we've gone a little bit over time today, so we'll stop here.
Спрем до тук.
And we thank you all very much for your participation in this process of Krishna consciousness.
Благодарим за вашето участие в този процес на Кришна съзнание.
kindly become very, very greedy for attaining pure devotional service. If you do so, I can guarantee you, you will attain the kingdom of God at the time of death.
Ако вие правите това, аз ви гарантирам, че в момента на смъртта ще постигнете духовни цели.
Thank you very much.
Благодаря ви много.
Хари Кришна.
Хари Кришна.